All right, this is my live twat. I wanted to say twat horse stream. Oh shit! You know what? I wanted to post on my Twitter that I'm doing a Robert Scoble show, so people would listen to it, even though I'm just going to talk about his fat face. Okay. Let's see. Okay, thank you for those of you who are giving me feedback. Let's see. Live yeast radio now. Topic. Roberta. Now, what do we call her? Blobbert. Scobelly. Robert Scobelly's fat head. Fat face. Fat head makes me sound like I'm copying Rush Limbaugh. Let's see. Tiny URL. Open in Qt or VLC only. Listen now. Okay, everyone. This is Madge Weinstein, and I am a lesbian with food allergies. I'd like to know from you people via email, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, what you think a good time would be for me to regularly do this program live. Yeah, maybe I could do it once or twice a week. I can do it's probably a good ideal if I do it on a regular schedule. I was thinking maybe mid-morning, like sometime between 11 and 12 maybe. No, maybe 10 and 11. I think I'm going to be working at the Weight Watchers Club at 12 some days. Or I could do it in the afternoon. Just tell me what you think about that. Or maybe I won't do it at all, you know, because you can, maybe nobody cares. But you can get fucked. And, but I think it's good. You know, the other thing about streaming is the normal rules that I don't abide by anyway about playing the music, you know, that pod safe bullshit doesn't apply to streaming, because streaming is like a live, you know, business or something. Fair use. Yeah. Okay. I wish I could monitor how many fucking listeners I got on this thing, because, I wish I could monitor how many listeners, because then I could see how many people just signed on now that I announced that my program is about Robert Scoble. This is a show about Robert Scoble, ladies and gentlemen, general audience. This is a show about Robert Scoble. This is about a very important man. I know that there's an election, there's a war, there's a lot of food allergies around, there's a healthcare crisis, an education crisis, a financial crisis, but this show is on the topic that trumps them all, Robert Scoble, and how he is able to get a rock-hard penis in order to make babies, even though he's about as Nelly as a $2 bill. Layups. My mother had a hypnosis weight loss tape that used this music. Layups. 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 I'm not supposed to say lips. Lips. Anyway, so I'm not going to take calls. I don't have my Skype opened, because that Cheryl shit just takes too fucking long. Though I enjoyed that. That was, for me, one of the most enjoyable shows to listen to in months. But then again, who am I? Let's see. So, my candidate won the caucus, which was any of the above, because I don't care. Let's see. Michael Carino writes, have you tried or heard of Ustream TV for live show? Listen, I'm not using any Flash-based bullshit, Carino. I hate Flash, and I hate anything that Robert Scoble uses, because he is fat. And all. Okay, so here's the deal with Robert Scoble, now that I have my Robert Scoble. And I'm absolutely serious about this. He is a fat, miserable wretch, obviously not getting enough sleep because he has this baby that he produced by artificial misconception or whatever you call it. Okay? So he's just mad at the world. Evidently, he got fired from PodTech or whatever because he didn't do a job for shit. He brought people in that were 20 times millions more talented than him. And he somehow managed to get all of them fired before he could get his measly, you know, his salary scam from him, which he didn't deserve. Because all he does, no matter where he works, is go to fucking conferences and beat off with other fat asses, you know? And it's fucking bullshit. And why am I talking about him? Because evidently, the only way you fucking get any buzz around this fucking internet is by talking about that fat ass or another fat ass. And you know what's really sad about it? And I'm going to read something from Dave Weiner's book. This is pathos. And I don't mean to make light of... Oh, this is interesting from Bicycle Mark. He said I can use Hospitality Club for my visit to D.C. I don't know why I just was thinking that was just Europe, but that's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you. Linda Shea Basics. Well, all right. Let's see. Who it belonged to? Am I recording? Yeah. So anyway... Okay, hello. Totally forgot what I was talking about. Totally did. Back up McKinley Hospitality Club, visit to Washington. Oh my God, I have to write a paper for this thing in like this weekend. I have to look at the due date. It's supposed to be about technology and politics or something. I don't know from papers. Do I have to like list sources and stuff? I think I'll just use a thesaurus and play with my clitoris at the same time. Oh, God, Twitter is still fucking broken. Friend request. Shoesharft, whoever the fuck that is, I accept it, says, this page doesn't exist. Neither does this other person who requested my friendship. I'm wondering, maybe I should just open it up since everybody I'm hiding from is really already on my friends list. I think I'm going to do that now. I might as well just... open up my Twitter. Who gives a shit? No, I'm not going to open it up because if I talk about family, I still need to be able to talk about family. Okay. Free Bradley keeps getting errors in QuickTime and VLC. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Maybe you're just retarded. There's other people that can listen to it fine. You know, Bradley. Of course, he can't hear me since he's having errors. Will somebody please help Free Bradley on Twitter and these other idiots who can't seem to get my streak works, strab work? JT says it works fine. JT, you know Free Bradley, a.k.a. Wan Turd Wisdom. Will you help that fucking bitch? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why it doesn't work. I can open it, and it works fine, and I'm going directly from the dream host to server. You know, I guess it's not supposed to work anyway, so... anyway... let's see. Oh. No, it's working. It gives me an error, but it works. I can hear it. Access HTTP insecure redirection ignored. Cannot pre-fill buffer. Buffer? Buford Pusser?
No, it's working. It gives me an error.
See, I hear it in the background.
I can hear it. Access
I think the problem is some of these people, maybe they're using yesterday's URL. The URL changes each time I do a program because I don't want people to listen when they're not supposed to. What kind of errors, fucking Wanda Wisdom? Don't you love that? Anybody in tech support who's ever worked in tech support understands that. But JT, will you seriously help Wanda? I just can't do this. I can't do a show and tech support at the same time. You know? And there's only one woman in me. Oh, God, Nick Star, what is he buying now? Okay. Let's see. Okay, Jeffrey Taylor's listening. He says it works fine in France where they aren't afraid of giving people good broadband. No, but the the podcast providers like Blip TV are afraid of giving France big broadband, evidently, although I believe that's been fixed. There was some incident. Anyway, I need to talk. This show is about Robert Scoble and his big fat face. He's fat and extremely Nelly. And those rectangular glasses just serve to accentuate the rotundity of his face or face in Italian. I would really appreciate it if those of you who have friends on the Twitter or on the instant messaging or any of that bullshit, if you would, you know, relay this important message that Madge has Robert Scoble as a guest on Yeast Radio or something. That's a lie, but I don't care. You know, but seriously, like, I couldn't believe people like Wayne McPhail, who asks me for advice on his program, which probably is just an excuse for me to talk about his program, which is like what, you know, a lot of people do. Anyway, I'm glad Jeffrey Taylor listens, because he actually is somebody who appreciates the show in a proper way and understands the stuff I'm talking about, where most people will just say, oh my God, you can't talk about, don't talk about Leaps, or always talk about, oh my God, look at this. So Nick Starr, now this is the crazy person. Now, I don't mean to pick on Nick, but Nick is the quintessential American shopper. He works at Blockbuster all night. He has the night shift at Blockbuster. He's barely not homeless. And he writes on his Twitter, oh my God, my Drobo was on the vehicle for delivery. I am so fucking glad I don't live in the Silicon Valley. Every day I get down on my knees, piss on the floor and lick it up in thanks that I don't live in that fucking valley, because it makes me sick. I watch these fucking videos. Like, I watched the video of some party where there was these. I mean, I'm not going to celebrate New Year's Eve with a bunch of fucking video bloggers. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Okay? I'd rather celebrate it with a bunch of people who don't drink and still manage to twirl flags indoors. But I was just appalled at the lack of dental hygiene on the Ask a Ninja person. He's really got a lot of hubris. So there was something that he posted, and I read this on Shlomo. I don't think that's his real name anyway. Shlomo. Nobody's Shlomo. I was retarded. Anyway, this isn't going to be a long show, and there's not going to be a Sherilyn, and I'm not taking calls. I really just wanted to, I want to get an idea for when I should do this live show, because I think it's kind of good. I like doing this live. In fact, Yeast Radio, when I started it 10 years ago, was originally a live real audio streamst. And, you know, and I am not Wanda Wisdom's personal tech support, despite popular opinion. So, okay, now I hope that All right. Somebody says Patreon land. It might be a limited stream to the number of users. Grr. I don't think so. I don't think so. Dude, Free Bradley isn't on Skype or AIM. I'm not a dude. Can't help the non-connected. Ain't that the truth? Well, tough shit. How's that? Tough fucking shit. So you ain't listening. Well, how do you like fucking that? I'm sure Robert Scoble is listening. Robert Scoble is fat. The only reason I'm talking about him is because the only way you get buzz on the internet is by saying negative shit about people, and then zillions of people fucking join onto you and glom onto whatever dumbass fucking topic it is. And it's fucking sick, because that's the way I started in this shit, and it's fucking pathetic. Absolutely fucking pathetic that this is the case. You know, but it's the same thing. It's just like politics. You talk about politics. Crickets, crickets, crickets. And then something happens like the Iowa caucus. Well, this isn't really relevant to what I was talking about. The Iowa caucus, now everybody's talking about it, which is really a really boring topic. So three people whose politics are barely different compete, and the black one wins instead of the woman or the white one for one caucus. Granted, it's news, but I don't understand why all of a sudden people will talk about that when some earth-shattering stuff happens, you know, on the other side of the planet. Nobody seems to give a shit. It's like people will talk about whatever they're told to talk about. I will tell you to talk about Robert Scoble and his fat face. You will. Now, I'm going to program you. I need some background music for this subliminalness of messages. I'm not going to talk long. I'm going to the gym today. Ugh. I'm so disgusted because this is the first time I've gone in a gym in a really long time. I'm not going to say it's my New Year's resolution, but it's my New Year's prostitution. And I'm going to a rich, you know, Bill Haddad is, he goes to a fancy gym on the Gold Coast, and I'm going there. I can't afford it. And I know that they're going to try to get me to do personal training and this bullshit. I can't even fucking afford the gym membership. So anyway, I'll have to eat pussy in order to get in, if you know what I mean. What can I play in the backgrounds? So I'm not going to talk very long. And, I got to keep the topic. So Robert Scoble is fat, okay? Robert Scoble is a fat man. Well, man, I use that term loosely. He is bloated. I still have no idea what he does at all. But I am resentful, and I speak up for the voiceless because I am a lesbian, okay? And I speak up for the barely voiceless, the people that are nice, like Arena Slutsky, like Jay Dedman, like, I don't speak for them by any means. I don't mean to imply that I do, but I think I do. I mean, I have not talked to these people about this subject. I just want to be clear. I am making this up. I don't want to get them in trouble, okay? But I am truly making this up. But, you know, all these people, they worked hard for PodTech, and then they get cut off from PodTech, and then Scobelly, fat ass, still keeps his job, and then the second he loses his money, when really he's the one that caused all the others to lose their job, because remember, he posted, like, over a year ago, whenever he got employed by PodTech, and John the Furry Lover, or whatever his name, the Furry, this is so meta. But anyway, I'll stop. For those of you who don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, just turn this off, because it's stupid. How do you like that? And then I can complain about not having enough listeners. But, so he gets fired last, you know, and then he gets all bitchy. He gets all bitchy, like PMS bitchy, like major PMS bitchy. Because, I don't have a job anymore because I suck. It's my own fault. So what, like most dysfunctional people, he blames it on the entire internet and the entire vlogosphere. I got, instead of just taking responsibility for the people that basically he screwed over because he has no talent. And instead, you know, he posted when he first, and you can look this up on his blog if he hasn't erased it, revisionism. But you can look it up, and he said on his blog that basically, you know, now it's his job to find talent. He's a talent scout. This is his big job, to make people famous. That's what he said. He has to make people famous. That's his job. And instead, he made it all about him and his fat face and his wife and his baby. Oh, and his big cause, which is, of course, defending the virtues of women, even though he's one. Such fucking crap. What's really crap is the fact that I have to fucking talk about this shit to get people to listen to my goddamn show. I hate everyone twice on a Thursday. I really do. And I don't care if you can't fucking listen to this shit. You can fuck yourself. God, I hate everyone. Let's see, where am I with this? Hold on, I don't know. Hang on, shut up. Motu, I got controls here. See, when I'm... the funny thing is, it's really no different from when I do my program. Why do you hear that? I will turn that off. Okay. Anyway, I do my show like I'm doing it live anyway. I mean, I occasionally edit shit out, but there's really no difference. Penis, vagina, whatever. Anyway. Did anybody get fucking Wanda Wisdom to be able to listen to this yet? I don't know. I can't fucking do tech support when it's not supposed to work anyway. You know what I mean? What the fuck can I do? Anyway. I don't think this show's going to be very long because I'm feeling a little bit bitchy. JT, please don't refer to people as dude. It's not clean blood. Well, that's what I just said. Andy, are you listening to this program? If you are, please send a Twitter out there. Yeah. See, Jeffrey Taylor, I think you're right. I think it's... Jeffrey Taylor... Okay, QT error. No suitable access module for RTSP. Streaming.yeastradio. Horchop.sdp. SDP. Well, I'm glad that people are that interested in listening to my program. Whatever. Let me just make sure that's the right URL. Early. Let's see, is that the right early? Let's see, does it even open in Real Player? Now, I know it doesn't open in Real Player, so there's probably something a little bit incorrect about the stream, but I don't fucking know. you know, whatever. Sorry. Who it belonged to. Okay, so Robert Scoble is fat. He has a large head, and he really does nothing except talk about himself. Oh, no, this is the other thing I want to talk about. And this is pathos. This might be controversial, but it's, in the long run, useful. Scripting.com. That's Dave Weiner's website. Huckleberry Prolapse. Oh, I offered my prediction. On Facebook. No, on, what is that goddamn thing? Facebook. What do you call that thing? No, Twitter. That Huckleberry will win the presidential election in 2008. I'm sure it'll be, it might even be a landslide, but I'm sure he'll win because he is clearly the worst candidate. And if you look at the past, 50 elections, no, 44, the least qualified candidate always wins. Not least qualified necessarily, but the worst candidate wins. Look at Bush, look at Reagan, look at Nixon. Horrible people, all of them horrible people, and they win. Huckleberry is the ideal horrible candidate. He wants God to run the world. He's making all these people threaten to leave the country, which is something I've been threatening to do since Reagan got elected and I was like, 50. And anyway, so he'll win. And but okay, so let's do what I wanted to do, actually. Let's look at the health plans between these three Democratic candidates. Let's start by looking at Clinton2008.com. You know, what? Oh my God, she doesn't even own the domain? Oh my God, this is a problem for her. No wonder she lost. Clinton 2008. What the fuck's her domain name? Vagina? Oh, it's HillaryClinton.com. Hillarist, that was a really dumb move. All the other candidates, it's... whatever, branding. Okay, let's see. Issues. Okay. I was just reading my Twitter stream. My dog peed on... The reason this show is delayed is because my dog was pissing on my clothing drawer. He missed the clothing, thank God. But this is the problem when you have a skinny dog you can't take outside when it's zero out. What is the temperature? 27. Yeah, he's too skinny. He can't go outside when it's this cold. All right, so... Hillarist. Let's take a look at healthcare between the three candidates today. I think that's what I'll do. Okay. Now, I guess Ron Paul's no longer relevant, right? It doesn't matter. I don't need to complain about her anymore, right? Or should I give a shit? Do I need to know? I just don't know. Because there's a million things I can complain about with Ron Paul. I especially enjoy that I don't even know if I brought this up before, but Ron Paul's answer to global warming is letting people sue large corporations. And that just worked really well. Like, I think, for example, I could sue, say, Exxon for polluting the environment, you know, through oil spills and whatnot and, you know, producing too much oil. I think I could sue them and win. I mean, I think I could afford a lawyer that could beat Exxon, and I think that that would stop global warming. But he would allow Jan McLaughlin to keep smoking pot, so therefore it's worth a vote. Okay, this is the type of exactly the type of retarded thought that has got Bush in the White House, got Reagan in the White House, the other Bush, and all these other morons in the White House, okay? Because people think like idiots. And I'm sorry, I like you, Jan, but I also know you're not listening, so I can say whatever the fuck I want to about you. But this is really infuriating. And plus, I haven't heard anything back from her. You know, I've complained about this on Twitter. She did reply one thing, but it was something really lame, like, the state's right, because I'm like, Jan, I didn't know you believed that the state has the right to control your uterus. And she's like, oh, that's just a state's right thing. Like, okay, go smoke some reefers, whatever. I mean, if she was a libertarian all this time, I wouldn't be giving her a hard time. Maybe she is, but she didn't tell me. Not that lesbertarianism is any defense. Like that fucking Chef Mary. What a mess. That's even worse because she's gay and still supports these kind of bozos. Yes, well, I think states should control their own concentration camps. All right, let's go to energy independence and global warming. No, we're talking about health care. Hillary's health care. This is the only issue we're going to talk about today other than how fat Robert Scoble is. God damn it, Marcus is just gave it away. You're such a fucking bitch, Marcus. I like that, though. Marcus of Apperceptions, his last name is... What the fuck is your last name, Marcus? I know who you are. Marcus Sandy. I like that grease. Sandy, I wish, I wonder, how. Jan has been on the show several times. I mean, we can fight about things. It's okay. You know, it's okay. So Jan is welcome to fight back on this one. But I just want to know, because I may be jumping the clitoris before the something. Because if Ron Paul's not relevant anymore, I don't follow political science. I just try and look at what their platforms are, really. And occasionally I get sucked in, like when Rand Paul's, he was on Meet the Press. And certain douchebags that I work for support him. I think that's really what made me mad, not so much Jan. Anyway, we have to project. Hillary's American Health Choices Plan covers all Americans and improves health care by lowering costs and improving quality. It speaks to American values, families, and jobs. Thank you for that specificity, Hillary. God. Okay, it puts the consumers in the driver's seat by offering more choices. I sound like Alexis Tyler. And lowering costs. If you're one of the 10 million Americans without coverage or you don't like the coverage you have, you will have a choice of plans to pick from. And that coverage will be affordable. Of course, if you like the plan you have, you can keep it. Unlike the current health system where insurance premiums send people into bankruptcy, true, the plan provides tax credits for working families to help them cover their costs. Okay, I'd rather just have insurance, not tax credits. Tax credits will ensure that working families never have to pay more than a limited percentage of their income for healthcare. What about non-working families? Seriously, what happens? Because not everybody works. On no discrimination, the insurance companies can't deny you coverage if you have pre-existing condition. That is excellent. And actually, that is one of the good things Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton is the one that put into place, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, audience. Ramble Redhead, I'm really curious as to who Madge Bradley and any others would vote for if the election was today. Well, Ramble Redhead, I have said this yesterday. Perhaps you didn't get through all 2.5 hours of the program of Cheryl saying Kaloweka. But I did. Don't do this to me. Okay, you cannot, audience, I'm not going to be specific, but audience, you cannot tell me things while I'm doing the show that I can't attribute to you. That's just too fucking complicated. My brain can't handle that. I mean, I'm more than willing to keep things in confidence and secrets within the capabilities of my brain. But if you say... if you say something like, here's the real deal about thus and so, and don't tell, that's fine. But don't tell me on my program when I can't process it correctly. Anyway, I'll do my best. But I'm not going to mention any of that, what you just told me, person X. God. Person X. X de Provence. All right. Okay. I went to X. I'll always need X. Always and always and always. Get fucked. All right. No discrimination. We're still on Hillary's health plan. No discrimination. Okay, so what Papa Clinton did, what Bill did, is he is the one that made it, required it, that employees cannot deny you for health insurance because of a pre-existing condition as long as you've had health insurance within the past 6 months from another insurance company, which is something that everybody benefits from today who switches jobs. Probably most people on the internet's, you know, were like not of working age before that, so they don't know. But that was something that Clinton did that was good, is that he made it possible. Because otherwise, you know, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't have been able to get insurance because of my depressions. They would have denied me. In fact, I think the first job I had out of my third or fourth lesbian degree from the Ivy, the Seven Sisters, in between acid trips was, before that benefit was in place, or that law rule was in place. And I had insurance, and retroactively they took it away from me because they realized that I hadn't told them on my application that I had depression. So they said, you are retroactively not covered for the past 2.5 years. Now, the good thing is I had only made like one claim. So they made me pay the claim, but they gave me the entire premium. So I made a lot of money because of that. So anyway, I guess Clinton sucks. Reliable, it's portable. If you change or lose your job, you keep your health care. Okay, now, let's see. Reins in insurance companies. I'm still not quite sure if I'm reading this exactly what it is. If you have a plan, you can keep it. If you want to change plans, you can choose from dozens of the same plans. Available to members of Congress. Or you can opt into a public plan like Medicare. All working families will get tapped. Okay, see, that's key. This is what makes Hillary's health plan acceptable to me. If you have a plan like you keep... I can't fucking read. I need to end this soon because I'm getting ready to go to the gym. Ugh, I'm going to puke. It's like going to the first fucking day of school. What the fuck? Hold on. Something's too loud. Oh. If you have a plan, you like, you keep it. If you want to change plans or aren't currently covered, you can choose from dozens of the same plans available to members of Congress. Now, this is the same plan that John Kerry offered, but instead we chose to vote a retard into office. Oh, no, he didn't vote for him. He stole the election, I forgot, through Karl Rove and a bunch of crooked people in Ohio. Or you can opt into a public plan like Medicare. I mean, that's it. That's really all we need. Because Congress has a fantastic healthcare plan. Economies of scale. When you have a lot of people, you have a huge economy of scale. The risk gets spread out and you can afford it. I mean, this is a simple... healthcare solutions. I like that. Okay. Now, we're just talking about healthcare. I'm not talking about her and war. We're only on healthcare right now. Insurance companies won't been able to deny you. Small businesses are the engine of new job growth, but Facebook... Hillary would give tax credits to small business snatches that provide healthcare to their workers and help defray their coverage costs. I don't understand all this tax credit shit, but okay. I mean, why do you need tax credits? I guess it couldn't hurt. I just get leery of tax credits because it's, you know, it's kind of like, it's like a credit card offer in the mail when you start offering people tax credits when you're $50 trillion in debt as a nation. But okay. Hillary can get it done. Nobody has worked harder or longer to improve healthcare than Hillary Clinton. From her time in Arkansas, when she improved rural healthcare, to her successful effort to create the S-CHIP program. That was her? Is that right? No kidding. The S-CHIP health insurance program, which now covers 6 million children, Hillary has the strength and experience to ensure that every woman and child... Now, I don't know. I didn't know if that's true about health, about the S-CHIP. Now, what I do want to know is, and I don't know if somebody there can help me, but there's a program in Chicago or Illinois called iChip. And iChip, sure sounds to me, I mean, the name is similar. And iChip is basically a program, a health program for people who I'm sorry, I was looking at the tweeters. Uh-huh. Okay, so Marcus Sandy writes, bloated lesbian, comma, I want better quality and healthcare, not coverage. What good is free healthcare if it sucks? Okay. Well, first of all, the common misconception about universal healthcare, which is really not what Hillary's talking about, the common misconception is that everybody gets the same level of care. that's not what it is at all. The what it is in reality is that everybody gets some insurance. So you have some sort of base level of care, kind of like Medicaid, kind of like Medicare, that everybody gets. And then you get, basically, you can, if you want to get better care and you want to pay, you know, $100 a month, $500 a month, go for it. And then you can get, you know, access to skin grafts and, you know, and gastric bypass and, you know, whatever, tummy tucks, whatever the fuck. I mean, all universal healthcare does is give you give everyone a minimal basis of a minimal level of healthcare. And this comes down to an individual, you know, and of course, an issue of selfishness. I mean, are you only concerned about yourself or are you concerned about others? Which in this, when in either case, the cause of universal healthcare wins. The reason is, and this is one thing, there's just so much propaganda, and this is why it's just important to look at the issues. Because you have to look at the community aspect of healthcare. If there's an Ebola virus or a bird flu, what happens? It goes around. And the way you protect yourself as a nation is not by having a retarded libertarian president who every time he sneezes, his nose increases because he's lying and an alcoholic. I'm not talking about that. That didn't make sense. But if you, in order to protect, in part of inoculating a population against a disease is, and I'm not talking about vaccinations, but providing healthcare for everyone. In other words, if everybody goes to healthcare, if everybody gets a free minimal level of healthcare, then everybody's going to get checked for diseases on a regular basis. Everybody's going to get preventative care. Everybody's going to be watched so that they don't, by the time they find out they have AIDS, it's not like, you know, all over, you know, their apartment building with glory, especially if it's an apartment building like mine, we have a glory hole on the 19th floor. You know, there's the community aspect of healthcare, which is often overlooked. If you have, and this is a way to appeal to the selfish, like Marcus Sandy, who evidently only cares about his own healthcare. But it's a good way to appeal to the selfish, but still make sense to the sensible. That didn't make sense. Anyway, so here's the story. Yeah, I guess not. So you have a bird flu, right? Scenario, bird flu. So you have 50 million people without insurance. So what the fuck are they going to do? Those people aren't even in the healthcare system, so we're not even prepared to deal with them. We don't even have clinics to deal with those people because they don't have health insurance. We ignore them. But the problem is diseases don't care about how much money you make. Diseases and viruses and bacteria, they don't discriminate, sorry. So in any case, and why are you assuming it would suck? I mean, Medicare is, and first of all, God, there's just, this is just so chock full of assumptions, but it's a really good question because it just reeks of talking points. You know, I mean, pretty much everything that Marcus says in his question is based on some misconceptions. I want better quality in healthcare, not coverage. Okay, so what good is better quality in healthcare if you're not covered? So you obviously assume everybody has, you know, $100,000 to pay for an open heart surgery from the best surgeon at the Mayo Clinic. I mean, that's great for you, and that's what you want, but maybe you should get your own fucking country then. Because in a country, there is a certain level of working together that you have to do. And that's true for the world as well. And none of these candidates are talking about a single-payer system, which it sounds like, Marcus, is what you're talking about. They're talking about universal healthcare, making sure that everybody has insurance, not universal healthcare, or not single-payer. Single-payer means the government pays all. And I'm not necessarily opposed to that, but that's not at issue here. The only person that wanted that was Kucinich, and he's already off the table. So if your thesis is that a single-payer system would guarantee shitty-ass healthcare for everyone, well, it's a moot point because nobody wants that, at least nobody that's running for this erection. So basically, Well, anyway, that's too much of a tangent, Marcus. You can do whatever you want. And if I have misrepresented you as being a selfish person who only cares about his own health care, you are free to correct me, and I will report that if it shows on my Twitter stream. As I continue to talk, though my Twitter stream is lagging slightly, as is this pogrom. And I'm not going to talk very long because I have to go to the fucking gym. 7 more minutes. Let's see. Bloated lesbian. The point is I want better health care for anyone. Everyone, you mean. Okay, so how? What is your suggestion, Marcus? Perhaps I'm misunderstanding. What do you think would be a better healthcare? How would you get better healthcare for anyone? But you say anyone. Is that are you saying anyone as just a synonym of everyone? I mean, can you please explain yourself? Because I don't want to misrepresent you, because I probably already have. If you're saying something different, this is why we should just be talking about Robert Scoble. Because Robert Scoble is obese, and we can all agree on that, and he is also very, very not straight acting, okay? Okay. Now, how come I should have 300,000 listeners now? Because whenever anybody else talks about Robert Scoble, it becomes the buzz of the whole internet. All right, so let's talk about... I'm not going to get anywhere. I need to get through this quickly. John... It's not johnedwards.com. What the fuck is that? As you know, I have talked to John Edwards in person. I met him and sat next to him at a dinner, and it was boring. And I thought he was about as much of an airhead as Farrah Fawcett was on the Charlie's Angels. Oh my God, we're so fucked. All right, but I did like his wife, and I thought I would vote for her in a second. John Edwards, 2008. Okay, he doesn't own that domain either. Good God, what? These people can't even buy a domain name. How can they run the fucking country? Sorry, that's my nosy. John Edwards, 2008. Let's see. John Edwards for president, 2008. Multimedia, no thanks. Don't need to see your hair dozed. Let's see, blog issues. Let's see. Healthcare. Sorry, I'm having a brain fartst. Issues. Issues, tissues, go wipe your ass. Let's see. That's what a friend of mine says. Issues. And we have a problem here, because when I click on issues, on all the other candidates, it gives you a drop-down menu with different issues. And here it gives me one page and a bunch of shit that I'm not going to read. And then it says, the plan to build one America. Click to download the 80-page book as a PDF. Hello? Let's see. Healthcare. I think Marcus answered my question. Let's see. The Twitterific is so much. I got the Twitterific, and then I got the web page. And I have to use both because Twitterific farts so much. But it does warn me of shit. Okay. Is there something better than Twitterific? I hope so. I also want to know, is there some sort of shortcut I can do to send a direct message to somebody, like with the @ and plus something else? Because whenever I send a direct message, the only way I know how to do it is you go into that fucking Twitter and click all that crap. Pain in the ass. Okay, here we go. Under the Edwards plan, families without insurance would get coverage at an affordable price. Families with insurance will pay less and get more security and choices. Businesses and other employers will find it cheaper and easier to insure their workers. Okay. Now, I hope that they explain how that happens, because it sounds like employers still have to pay. I think there's one of the big problems is that employers have to pay insurance. Now, I guess he's saying that he will supplement the employers, because that's why Ford and GM can't compete with the Chinese, aside from the fact that they make shit cars. And they're so busy, you know, controlling the regulation of the environment instead of abiding by the new rules. Yeah, whatever. I can't talk. There's just too many tangents. I can't talk about anything. The Edward Plans achieves universal coverage by requiring businesses and other employers to either cover their employees or help finance their health insurance. B, making insurance affordable by creating new tax credits, expanding Medicaid and SCHIP, reforming insurance laws, and taking innovative steps to contain health insurance costs. Healthcare costs. Not specific. None of that is specific. Now, I started to talk about SCHIP. What I wanted to say is that there's a program called iChip. I know a lot about this for personal reasons because I had issues with, those of you who've been listening to it a long time know. But iChip is a program in Illinois that anybody can get, and it's not publicized because it would be bankrupt, but anybody can get iChip if they've been rejected by three or more, or maybe it's two or more, insurance companies for pre-existing conditions. Now, I'm not sure, but I believe iChip is some sort of a extension of SCHIP, but it's at the state level. I'm not sure. If I ask my friend Sarah Feigenholz, who is my local state rep, and by the way, I recommend you all in being, you know, in touch with your local representatives, because it's a really wonderful thing. It's really helpful, you know. When I was a child, my parents always told me, you know, if you have real big problems, you call your senator. But I think it starts at a local level, more local. But anyway, I remember once we didn't get our passports and we were going to the Holy Land. You know, they call it holy because it has so many bullet holes in it. But we were going to the Holy Land. We didn't get our passports in time. So my parents called the senator, the state senator, and then we had him like the next day. I think a lot of people forget that the government belongs to us. They work for us. Anyway, but iChip, if that's true that Hillary started iChip, that's pretty SCHIP. I'm pretty impressed with that. I don't know if that's true. I'll have to look it up someday on the toilet. Creating regional healthcare markets to let every American share the bargaining power to purchase an affordable, high-quality health plan, increasing choice among insurance plans and cut costs for businesses among offering insurance. Once these steps have been taken, requiring all Americans to get insurance. Securing universal health care for Americans require the active involvement of Americans. Paul Krugman, who is Hillary Clinton's butt buddy, by the way, I have to say this. So for him, but this isn't about Hillary, this is about Edwards. Paul Krugman writes, as quoted in John Edwards' own website, "So this is a smart, serious proposal that addresses both the problem of the uninsured and the waste and inefficiency of our fragmented insurance system. And every candidate should be pressed to come up with something comparable." Well, I'll just say this, and I would like to hear from Jeffrey Taylor about this, because I think he has a better reading comprehension. But from reading both of those, it sounds like Hillary's plan makes more sense and is more coherent as far as health plan goes. And remember, I'm only talking about healthcare. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm just separating that issue. Okay. So what do you think, Jeffrey Taylor, between the two of those? And then we'll get to Obama, who I believe is a little bit different. And where the fuck did Marcus Sandy? I should give out his blog name. He's a video blogger. And he's a Drupal expert. Aren't you a Drupal expert, Marcus? I seriously need a Drupal expert in my life. The QPotter website that I started and run is Drupal-based, and it sucks. So, okay. What did he write? Okay, Marcus writes, his blog is just apperceptions.org. Point is, Marcus writes, "It's okay, I'm actually selfish, but I still want better quality first socialized medicine." What? I don't understand that. It's okay, actually, I'm selfish, but I still want better quality first socialized medicine. Well, I don't understand that sentence, but Marcus, if it's a universal healthcare system where everybody gets a certain base level of care, but you can always pay to get much better care, is that acceptable to you? Because, you know, that is acceptable to me, and I think that's what the Hillary Clinton plan is trying to do. Not to say it's all bullshit anyway, and she's not going to do it, but, you know, I know Bicycle Mark's rolling his eyes up down on his head, but listen, I got to talk about fucking something. I can't talk about pussy lips all day, Mark. You know? Not all of us have the privilege of living in another country that's going to be flooded due to global warming in 2 years, and then you won't have to worry about any of this shit. Christ. Or I could just listen to Max Kaiser and kill myself now, bury myself in gold like the fucking Egyptians. Damn it. Damn, I just snotted all over my hand. It's a good thing this isn't video today. Am I recording? Yes. Phew. All right. So that was Edwards. Now we're going to go to Obama. Obama, my neighbor. Obama, 2008. BarackObama.com. I guess I was wrong. I thought they all have Obama. Oh, why can't... Oh, whatever. Never mind. Join the movement. Okay. Now, they all... I like that they all have strong spouses. Isn't that nice? That's nice about all these three Democratic candidates. They all have strong spouses. I mean, Bill Clinton has been president before, bombed a few countries. That's cool. John Edwards has... Elizabeth, who is a remarkable woman who I've met. She's extremely intelligent. She is, unlike her stupid-ass husband, is pro-gay, which I think is just because he feels that politically he has to be anti-gay because he's so femmy. He's really femmy. But anyway, but Elizabeth Edwards is more qualified than her husband, you know. And Michelle Obama is a well-respected lawyer here in Illinois, and she's got her shit together. She knows her shit. And she doesn't smoke, unlike her husband. Although, I don't know if he quit or what, but whatever. So, that's plus. This is why, by the way, Ramble Redhead, I don't know if I finished my sentence. But I did make my endorsement yesterday, even though it was too late for the A away. My endorsement is any of the above for the Democrats. Seriously. That's what it was yesterday. Because of the endorsements from Michael Moore, Ralph Nader, and who's that other queen? Ralph Nader, Michael Moore. Who's the other one? Oh, Kucinich. Yeah, because they all sort of, nobody really agreed. Just none of them endorsed Clinton. And it just made me like, I've been going back and forth, and I just find the differences so small that I did not find it. I wanted to say none of the above, but then I think it's important to vote. Even if the choices suck, I always think it's important to vote just as a token of democracy. But then again, I can understand why you wouldn't if it's a fraud, if the election is really a fraud, like if it's really truly miscounted, and it's a fake election, a rigged election, then I think that that's the only time it's good to not vote as a protest. I don't feel like this is one of those times because we haven't had a good enough investigation. Not that it isn't rigged. It very well could be, but I don't think there's enough proof. You know, Alex Jones's, you know, psychotic 12 different colors of text website does not constitute proof with his Pentagon invisible plane bullshit. Healthcare, Obama. We now face an opportunity and an obligation to turn the page on failed politics of yesterday's healthcare debates. My plan begins by covering every American. If you already haven't health insurance, the only thing that will change for you under this plan is the amount of money you will spend on premiums. That will be less. If you're one of the 45 million Americans who don't have health insurance, you will have it after this plan becomes law. No one will be turned away because of pre-existing or illness. Well, that's good. Okay. Quality, affordable, portable coverage for all, lower cost by modernizing the U.S. healthcare system, fight for new initiatives. Okay, now let's get to his plan, because from what I've read, and not having read the three different plans specifically, I have to admit, I don't know. But what I've read pretty consistently is that Clinton and Edwards both have a stronger plan for universal coverage than Obama. Obama's plan to cover universal... to cover uninsured... I hope I don't snot all over my wrist again. Obama's plan to cover uninsured Americans. Obama will make available a new national health plan to all Americans, including the self-employed and small businesses, to buy affordable health coverage that is similar to the plan available to members of Congress. The Obama plan will have the following features. Guaranteed eligibility. No American will be turned away from any insurance plan because of illness or pre-existing conditions. Comprehensive benefits. The benefit package will be similar to that offered through the Federal Health Benefits Program the plan members Congress have. Okay, now he says similar. Now what Hillary said is she's offering the exact that plan itself. I don't know if that's a splitting hairs thing or not. The plan will cover all essential medical services, including preventative, maternity, and mental health care. Preventative care is extremely important. That's me talking. Affordable premiums, copays, and deductibles. Subsidies. Sorry, I said deductibles. I have to mispronounce things or else my show gets a little bit like more of what it already is, which is boring. Subsidies. Individuals and families who do not qualify for Medicaid or SCHIP but still need financial assistance will receive an income-related federal subsidy to buy into the new public plan or purchase a private health care plan. See, I understand we have to take baby steps and you have to make everyone happy, but I don't like these subsidies. To me, it's like an extra level of bureaucracy. I mean, I'd rather just see the government say, okay, here, you're covered. Here's your card for the Employees Health Benefits Program, which is offered by, Jeffrey Taylor says this is the same plan. Wait a second. I don't know which one you're talking about. I thought Clinton's was the same plan offered by Kerry. Hang on, let me read what he wrote. Okay, wait. I want to see what Jeffrey said. Edwards' plan sounds like the two-tiered EU system, which does the job as far from ideal. Let's see. Okay. Oh, my God. So Roxanne Darling, who was my Winnie person, my Winnie Award winner. Roxanne Darling, I don't think she understands that we're talking through a live pogrom. Maybe somebody can tell Roxanne Darling, who's the recipient of my Winnie this year. She writes, bloated lesbian and apperceptions on Twittering healthcare. Can it be solved in 140 characters at a time? I don't think she understands that we're talking while I'm doing this podcast. Marcus, maybe you could explain that to her through a direct message. I don't like to tell people what to do because I feel bossy, but I am a lesbian. But I don't want... She's probably going to think we're idiots. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so what did Jeffrey tell... So I see it on the Twitty Bird, but I don't see it on the fucking website. I'm so confused. I want to see what Jeffrey wrote. This Twitter, it needs to work better. I swear he wrote something and now it's gone. Only because the insurance company is not because that's what the physicians want. I'm getting really confused. Okay, so anyway, so Jeffrey Taylor, who does live in Europe, he lives in France, says that Edward's plan sounds like the European system. But Jeffrey, what about Hillary's system? Jeffrey Taylor also writes, Hillary has been working on healthcare, especially children. I feel like Greta Van Susteren without the crooked face. Okay. Hillary has been working on healthcare, especially children's healthcare issues for over 25 years. I think she knows what's going to fly. Yes. Apperceptions writes, yes on Drupal. I forgot the question. Yes is the answer. He can help me? Thank God. I will take you up on that, and we will not discuss healthcare until all my problems are solved. So I'm trying to figure out what Elroy says to Jeffrey Taylor. He writes, so Jeffrey says, Edward's plan sounds like the two-tiered EU system. Elroy writes to him, only because the insurance companies, not because that's what physicians want. I wish people would write complete fucking sentences, because I don't know what the fuck people are saying, and I have the attention span of a flea, and I'm trying to masturbate my vagina while all this crap goes on. I will say this, I like the feel of doing this live show. It's interesting for me. I think it's kind of the life, in a little bit of sort of adrenaline I needed for my pogrom. It's getting a little redundant talking about lips, as I was reminded of by about 30 million people. Affordable premiums, we're back to Obama's plan. Subsidies, individuals who do not qualify but still for Medicaid or SCHIP will receive an income-related subsidy or purchase a private health care plan. Oh, to buy into. So you got a subsidy. This is complicated, though. I mean, because that new plan would have to restrict. It would have to require you to not be rejected for illness or pre-existing conditions. Now, I find it hard to believe that that's going to be enforceable in an Obama-in plan. Simplified paperwork and reined in healthcare costs, easy enrollment. All right. Portability and choice. Participants in the new public plan and the National Health Insurance Exchange will be able to move from job to job without changing or jeopardizing their healthcare coverage. Yeah, that sounds good, I guess. Elroy was replying to my first Hillary comment on her. I can't fucking read these things. It fucking disappears so quickly. Christ. Fix Twitter. It's been a goddamn year. Or is there another client I can use besides Twitterific that'll let me send direct messages and all that other crap too? Christ, I'm tired of talking about fucking technology. It's supposed to be about the erection. In 2 hours, I have to be at this fucking gym looking at people with back hair that needs to be shaved and still wearing those black things. What are they called? Garters? And clean up dog piss. I already did that. Portability and choice. Move from job to job without changing or jeopardizing their health care coverage. Well, whatever. I mean, that's not a huge deal, because as long as you go from job to job, you get to continue insurance coverage and they can't reject you for pre-existings. That's today because of the other Clinton administration. So I think that's kind of like not really a big point. Though it's nice that you can keep the same company so that you can have fight with Walgreens a little bit less. Participating insurance companies in the new public program will be required to report data to ensure that the standards data reporting. Okay, well, I've worked in that specific area of healthcare, and I know what that's about. So that's actually pretty good, but the data won't be accurate if I have anything to do with it, that's for sure, because I'll be too busy working on my podcasts. It's so easy to make those stupid reports, you know, without actually having to be accurate. Because you can never really, you don't, it's not like a balance sheet. When you're doing like financial reports, you can always balance it. When you're doing these things, it's like quality data, you just can spew out pretty much anything. All right, I shouldn't say that. The Obama plan will create a national insurance exchange to help individuals wish to purchase a private insurance plan. The exchange will act as a watchdog group and help reform the private insurance market by creating rules and standards. This is too much. Okay, I have to stop because my show's going too long. I said I would stop at 12. I realize I haven't read the rest of this. God damn it. What the fuck is in my nose? Just gets where I'm hanging out with a bunch of fucking sleazy ass gutter snipes last night. But that's neither here nor there, mostly. Okay. All right, let's just finish this. I don't want to be unfair to Obama. The exchange will require that all the plans offered will be at least as generous as the new public plan and all the same standards for quality and efficiency. The exchange would evaluate plans and make the differences among. Okay, but what Obama's plan, it just sounds like it's creating mountains and mountains of committees and opportunities for corruption and loopholes. This is just my feeling. I mean, Obama is. He's my homie, okay? He's from here. You know, In fact, he's so from here that the night before he was elected, when he ran for U.S. Senate, I was sitting in a Starbucks, and you know, he's so local to me that he actually came into the Starbucks where I was sitting and shook everybody's hand. The day before he won the national election, I mean, he really does reach out. And I admire that and everything. So I just want to know that when I'm being critical of him, it's despite the fact that I want him to be my favorite, okay? And I do value, and I'm serious, I do value the endorsement of Oprah. Seriously, I'm not even joking. So, but I think this so far sounds pretty, it sounds pretty convoluted to me. I don't understand why he wants to make this so complicated. It doesn't really make sense to me unless he's getting a lot of money from insurance companies, which I'm sure he is. Employers do not make a meaningful, employers that do not offer or make a meaningful contribution to the cost of quality healthcare coverage for the employees will be required to contribute a percentage of payroll to, oh, see, it's even more complicated. Jesus Christ. Obama will require that all children have health insurance. Obama will expand the number of, this is too, I, okay. Obama will expand the number of options by for young adults to get coverage, including allowing young people up to age 25 to continue covering coverage through their parents' plans. Oh, big whoop. Obama will expand eligibility for the Medicaid and SCHIP programs and ensure that these programs will continue to serve the critical safety net function. Well, that's good. Flexibility for state plans. Due to federal inaction, some states have taken the lead in health care reform. The Obama plan builds on these efforts and does not replace what states are doing. States can continue to experiment. We shouldn't have the need for experimentation if you have a successful plan, Obamist. This is coming from a smoker, by the way, who's making my cost of health care more expensive. Well, so is Mrs. Slocum's, for that matter. No, it's not, because she's not living in the U.S. Never mind, smoke all you want, Mary. Provided they meet the minimum standards of the national plan. Lower costs by modernizing the U.S. healthcare system. Reducing costs of catastrophic illness for employers of their employees. Catastrophic health expenditures account for a high percentage of medical expenses for private insurers. The Obama plan would reimburse employer health plans for a portion of the catastrophic. This is half-assed. I'm sorry. This plan is really, really long. There's like 20 more paragraphs. It is too complicated. So, I'm sorry, but based on healthcare alone, this is not an endorsement. Not that it matters what I say, though it does. I would say, you quit? Oh my God. Never mind. Well, that's good. I'm not saying what I'm referring to, but that's good. Congratulations to that person who knows what I'm talking about. It's very hard to do. I've done it. Do it. Work it. Own it. Eat. All right. No, exercise. You know, when I quit smoking, I lost 40 pounds because I started exercising like crazy. And that's when I did this AIDS ride from Amsterdam to Paris. That would be very easy for some people, especially if you live there. And anyway, I need to end this show. So based on what I've read so far, I give third place to Obama's healthcare plan, second place to Edwards, and first place to Hillary's. You're free to agree or disagree. I could easily equivocate or be convinced to shuffle those choices, especially the number one and number two position. I don't see it very easily that I could switch Obama from three to one or two. It just looks too fucking complicated for me. I don't believe it's genuine. I don't believe what Obama is saying is a genuine move towards universal health care. I think Marcus Sandy would, if he's a Democrat, I don't know what he is, but I think if Marcus Sandy is a Democrat, he'd probably like Obama. I think Jan McLaughlin, she needs to vote for Huckleberry because she believes that that men should control her uterus. But I think Marcus Sandy would go for Obama in this case. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm putting my first place with Hillary, but anyway, I'm glad we had this time to chat together, you and me. And I would like to reiterate that the best way to learn about candidates is by reading their platforms. I mean, it's just better than listening to me tell my opinion. Now, I'm telling my opinion, but I'm also trying to encourage people to do this.
The first function of a true mythology is to let a person know that this is a wonder and that it is a glorious privilege to have one's intellect operating in relationship to it. About the 7th century BC, however, there took place what I call the great reversal. People afraid of life, the word of the Buddha, all life is sorrowful. Well, affirming life isn't too easy after all. What is it? It's a monstrous thing. Life lives on life. Life eats life. Otherwise it wouldn't exist. Life kills. When eyes first opened, after hundreds of millions of years of life, what they saw was that horrendous thing of life living on life. And sometimes people can't take it. And so we have these religions of pulling out. You remember the words of Schopenhauer, perhaps. Life is something that should not have been. It is based on the illusion of each person separate from the others, fighting for place and existence. The old affirmation was, yea, to exactly that, to the power of life as it consumed itself. And so the animals gave themselves as willing victims, and the warrior gave himself as a willing victim. That wonderful cry of the young Sioux warriors going to battle, which we read in that wonderful book, Black Elk Speaks. Today is a wonderful day to die. This is a heroic, affirmative attitude toward the necessities of existence. The other attitude is that of withdrawing and pulling out. The first function of mythology, then, is the old mythologies to affirm this world. There's a wonderful Buddhist saying, this world, just as it is, with all of its turmoil, all of its ignorance, all of its horrendous suffering, is the golden lotus world of perfection. And if you don't see it as such, it's not the world's fault. You must make a little adjustment here in the eye, and you will see it radiant of wonder. But if you are too tender about your own pain, your own existence, your own preciousness, you, the precious thing, are going to die, then it's a horrible world.
day I'll fly away. Fly.